Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It seems as if everything these days is somehow, somewhere on video. Whenever something happens, it is always on someone's cell phone or surveillance video or dashboard cam or now even body cams. This can be put to good use. Many crimes are being solved these days because of that technology. But it can also be bad. Just ask any of the candidates running for president. Every misstep or misstatement is captured and played back over and over by their opponent. Every time to sear it into the public's mind that this is what this person is all about. So you can't possibly vote for them. See? But I don't think this is a new thing. In one sense, it is. The advancement of technology has brought us to this point. But in another way, this is nothing new. It is a tool that Satan has been using for a very long time. Because if you're like me, he keeps replaying the videos of your sins in your mind over and over again. He does not want you to forget all the mistakes that you've made, all the regrets, all the shortcomings and failures. For me, it's all those things that I've done or failed to do as a father, a husband, a son, a pastor. Those things which, if I could go back and do it again, I would do differently. And I wish I could. But I can't. And even if I could, I know I'd either fail in the same way again or in a new and spectacularly different way. Satan has all the evidence he needs about how I failed as a Christian and in my callings, my vocations. And he loves to keep replaying it all for me, reminding me. Things that people know, other things that nobody knows, little things, big things. See, he says. Remember? Let's go to the videotape. So I'm thinking, if it's like that for me, and I think it's like that for you, then it probably was like that for the disciples as well. Jesus is risen from the dead. He appears to the 11. We heard that last week. They saw him, his hands and his side, and he ate with them. It wasn't a ghost. Jesus really was risen from the dead, and they should have been happy, and they were. But the video, it kept playing in their minds. For Peter, it was the video of his denials. Oh, how he wished he could go back and do that again. For Thomas, it was the doubting. What kind of disciple was he? Nathanael was the one who said, Nazareth, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Stupid. The sons of Zebedee, James and John, were the two who wanted the seats of honor on Jesus' right and left. Had they really had the nerve to ask for that? And although we're not told who the other two disciples were who were with them that day that we heard about in the gospel today, I'm sure they had their own regrets and failures they were kicking themselves over and that were playing over and over again. "So I'm going fishing," Peter says. Maybe that would get his mind off these things. "And we will go with you," the others said. And that night, they caught nothing. Failures as disciples, failures as fishermen. But just as Jesus had come to them 3 years before, so he comes to them again. And he provides for them again. And this story we heard of him doing that today is so full of reminders, videos of the past. First, there was the day that Jesus had called them to be fishers of men. They'd been fishing out that night too. And, like this night, had caught nothing. Then Jesus told them to let down the nets on the other side of the boat, and just like this morning, the fish came to them. It was like an instant replay. Then, when Peter got to the shore, and Jesus is there, there's a charcoal fire going. Now, they say that the sense of smell is the greatest memory trigger. Well, guess what Peter was warming himself around in the courtyard of the high priest not so many days before this, when all he could do was deny, deny, deny. You think the smell of the charcoal was making that video replay in his mind? And then Jesus feeds them bread and fish. Just as he had the 5,000. Just as he had the 4,000. It's almost as if nothing has changed. Yet everything has changed. They hadn't changed. They were still sinners. Those memories were still alive and well. And in a sense, Jesus hadn't changed. He was still doing the things he had done before. But he had changed. Jesus died and had risen from the dead. But he would still be here for them. He still loved them. He still wanted them. He still had compassion on them and forgave them. And though they didn't know what to do, he did. And they needed to learn. It was not their faithfulness, not their obedience, not their success, not their dedication that makes the difference, but Jesus's. He did it for them, and he still would. Forgive them, raise them, and use them. And so it was for the other apostle we heard about today too, Saul. We heard the story of his conversion, how Jesus came to him while he was on his way to arrest and persecute more Christians. But as Jesus let him know, when you persecute them, you are really persecuting me. For they are mine, members of my body, so what you do to them, you do to me. So Saul is struck blind. He can see nothing and he can do nothing. They lead him into the city of Damascus, where for 3 days he sits in darkness, praying. For 3 days in darkness, what do you think is going through his mind? What's the video replaying over and over and over? All the persecution, all the evil, all the faces of those people that he had arrested and hauled off to jail. What do you think he was praying for? In one moment of time, he'd gone from Saul, the strong leader, to Saul, the weak and helpless. From Saul, the zealot, to Saul, the fearful. From Saul, the successful, to Saul, the one who needed mercy. And mercy is exactly what Jesus had come to give him. Saul could do nothing, but Jesus had come to give him everything. And so he sends Ananias to preach to him, baptize him for the forgiveness of his sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit, and feed him. You see, Jesus gives him and the others a new video to play in their mind. Not one of their sins and failures and regrets, but now of his triumph and his victory. And that's the video he has for you as well. We might not be able to stop Satan from replaying all those horrible videos in our minds that show us how sinful and unworthy and unqualified we are to be Christians, but every week we come back to this place and we hear and we see something else. New images put into our minds. That like the disciples, we learn that it's not my faithfulness, it's not my obedience, it's not my success, it's not my dedication that makes the difference, but Jesus's. So the image we got today in the reading from Revelation, who is worthy, the cry goes out, to open the scroll and break its seals? No one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able. Or in other words, no one, any place in all creation is worthy. No one. And Satan has the video to prove it. But then look. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered. And what do you see? It's a lamb standing as though it had been slain. It's standing. It's living. It's not slain, dead, lying on the ground or in an altar. Is it bloody? Yes. Pierced? Yes. But living. And then the words. The same words that we sang in the liturgy earlier this morning. Our song joining the song of heaven. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. That's the video Satan does not want you to see or hear. And so he will try to keep you away from this place and try to keep it out of your mind. And so he'll keep replaying his video for you of all your sins and reminding you, you're not worthy, you're not worthy. And he's right. But here is the one who is worthy. Worthy for you and here for you. To mercy you, absolve you, wash you, cleanse you, and raise you with himself. To give you who are unholy his holiness. To give you who are unworthy his worthiness. To give you who are dead his life. To give us who are spiritual orphans his sonship. That no matter what your past, no matter what's on your video, in him you have a glorious future. And so like that day with the disciples, On the shore of the Sea of Tiberias, Jesus now invites us and all who are unworthy sinners to come to his supper and be fed by him, to receive all this. Not by eating bread and fish, but his body and blood. Or as Saul would later write, "As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Or in other words, you replay the video of his death and resurrection. The video of his resurrection for you in your place, of his glorious victory for you. That's the video the Lamb wants you to see over and over again. The Lamb who was slain, but now has begun his reign as your merciful, compassionate, baptizing, absolving, feeding Lord. So while Satan is certainly going to replay the video of all your sins over and over in your mind, and you may not be able to stop it, I wish I could, but know this, that video has been erased in heaven. Those sins and video no longer exist in Christ. They've been erased with his blood and buried in his tomb. So Peter's denials, forgiven. Thomas's doubting, gone. Saul's persecution, what persecution? And your sins? Separated from you as far as the east is from the west. So Easter means you have a glorious future. Now and forever, you have been set free from your past. So now what about all those other videos that you have of others' sins against you, of their failures, of how they've let you down, of revenge that you've plotted to give them a taste of their own medicine? You're going to let them drag you back to a past you've been set free from? Drag you back to bitterness and sin, to death and the grave? Or is it time to erase those videos too? To forgive and set them free too? To hit delete and rejoice in the life you now have in Christ that is for them as well? You know the answer. Because to forgive and be forgiven, to live without fear, that's the joy of Easter. The joy of a risen Savior for you and for all people. The joy that we have a new video, a new image. The Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. His reign over sin, over death, over the grave, over Satan, over hell. That's the joy of Easter, the joy that enables us to proclaim that Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.